the storyteller, Elizabeth Nyman, has referred to the place as Wasatse, and also another name. There were two mountains. The other mountain was called Skudasetsk. And those two mountains were side by side for years upon years, and they got along together, according to the story, as the story goes. And whatever one wanted, the other one would agree with, and back and forth. And so they're fairly decent friends, according to the historian on this. And it's called Wuchin Haswichiti. They were together as a mountain. But one day, one of the mountains, Skudasetsk, said, "I want this Taku area here for myself." And the other mountain, Wasatse, said, "No way, I've been here a long, long time, and I'm not about ready to give up this area." So they would argue with each other, and it was nothing but they would just argue and argue. Finally, one day, they really got into a real argument and a fight. And the story goes that Wasatse took and tore the head off of Skudasetsk and tossed it across the bay here, which became known as Skudasetsk Shayi, the head of Skudasetsk. And then he pulled out the windpipe of Skudasetsk. And as you go up here around this point here, the river will wind all the way up, and that's called Skudasetsk Sekachuhu, the windpipe of Skudasetsk. And then the next thing that Wasatse did was he took and he pulled the heart out of Skudasetsk and threw it across the bay over above the light plant down over here, further up though. And that became, the name of that was Skudasetsk Teke. That means the heart of Skudasetsk. And according to the account, that had some of the coldest water and the most extremely cold water, where six of the fish from steelhead, king salmon, sockeye, coho, dog salmon, and also the pink salmon from that whole area. And this place became very well known as a place for really good fishing, and because of the cold water that they have up here. And it's a very significant water. They said you could never even drink a cup of water because it would freeze your brain will freeze. So that name, and it said whoever had the greatest heart and the greatest spirit of courage fishing this whole area here will be the one who will become very successful. And the reason for the courage is basically because when the wind comes into this area here, with all the river and the tide flowing, it is very, very, very challenging. And you have to have a lot, not only courage, you have to have a lot of strength to be able to do that area.